What does the scripture say about being a Christian mother and mothering? Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bernd Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bernd Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bernd's instructional teaching. Bernd shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bernd discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bernd.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth, and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of Antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen.
Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we're going to be talking today about Christian mothering, and what the Scripture says about it. Regarding a Christian mother, Proverbs 31:28 starts out by telling us, "Her children rise up and bless her, her husband also, and he praises her." And in Proverbs 31, verse 10 to 12, we read, "An excellent wife who can find, for her worth is far above jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life." Mothers are also wives of godly husbands. In Proverbs 18:22, we read, "He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord." Mothers are called to be comforters. Mothers are also called to give discipline. They are to have a united front in maintaining the household with the husband before the children. There can be no household in which a parent, a mother, or a father makes an unholy alliance with one or more of the children against the other parent. That is a common problem in many families today where there is strife in the household. Therefore, children must be taught to respect both mother and father. As a matter of fact, Exodus chapter 20, verse 12 tells us, "Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you." As a matter of fact, Deuteronomy 5:16 says the same thing. Honor your father and mother, that you may have things go well with you and length of days. Now, what does that all mean? If you dishonor your father and mother, children, things will not go well with you all of your life. That is called the curse of dishonoring parents, and it's a very real curse. When children dishonor their mothers and fathers or fathers in either thought, word, deed, or self-will, that brings a curse called the curse of dishonoring parents. And what will happen is just as the word we just quoted said, whereas the word says, honor your mother and father that things may go well with you, when the curse is in effect because of dishonoring the mother or father, all of their lives, things will not go well with the children, and they will not have length of days. In other words, their lives will be shortened. That's called a generation's curse. It must be repented of, and the curse must be broken. It's repeated in Ephesians 6, verse 1 to 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may be well with you, and that you may live long on the earth. Isn't that something? This is a third time that that appears in Scripture. The Holy Spirit is the author of Scripture. The Holy Spirit is the one who said that in Exodus 20, verse 12, in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16, and now in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 3. When God puts something in Scripture three times, the purpose the Holy Spirit, the author of Scripture, does that for is emphasis. He wants to get a firm message across to all of the children that father and mother are important to respect, to honor, to obey. No exceptions. God says it, we believe it, we receive it, that settles it. God honors women. In Psalm 113, verse 9, it says, "He makes the barren woman abide in the house as a joyful mother of children. Praise the Lord." God is the God who opens up wounds that children may come forth. In Proverbs 1, verse 8 and 9, we hear another admonition to children. "Hear, my son, your father's instruction," now watch this, "and do not forsake your mother's teaching." Do not forsake your mother's teaching. "Indeed, they are a graceful wreath to your head and ornaments about your neck." In Proverbs 29:15, there is a warning. "The rod and reproof," that is correction, "give wisdom, but a child who gets his own way brings shame to his mother." Mothers, do not permit your children to get their own way. Do not permit your children to run the house. You must give them the message that they live in your house and you and your husband do not live in their house. If there is role reversal where the children try to dominate the family and what goes on in the family, guess what? There's going to be problems for a very long time in which they will exercise the will to dominate when you and your husband, mother, through passivity or through indulging them and giving in to them, give them a nonverbal message that what they are doing works. So they'll keep on doing it. They'll keep on trying. They'll keep wanting to dominate things and call all the shots in the family. You see, when you do such things like that through passivity of attitude, passivity of discipline, mothers, or passivity of authority, then what you are doing is reinforcing the bad behavior of those children. You must not lose control of parental authority in the household. Mothers, you are as responsible as the fathers in all of this. Now, mothers, listen to this. Just because the New Testament scripture says, let the woman be subject to their husband, that does not mean that the husband has free rein to make all of the decisions he wants and disregard you or your input. The scripture does not mean that at all. It is true that the husband is called by God to be the head of the family, the priest of the house. But that does not mean that the wife and mother of the family has a subordinate position just because it says, be subject to your husband. What that means is this. The woman's anointing, empowerment by the Spirit, is not inferior to that of the husband, particularly when it comes to inputs, decision-making, raising the children, disciplining them, etc. Both parties must be involved, both husband and wife, both must be responsible. No, when it says, let the woman be subject to the husband, it doesn't mean that the anointing, the empowerment of the Holy Spirit on her life is lesser than that of the husband. It simply means it's different than that of the husband. Therefore, mothers, you must give input to your husband regarding your thoughts and your ideas and what the Lord is showing you. And husbands, even though you are the priest of the house, it is your responsibility to listen to your wife and consider her input and her opinions. Then the righteous thing to do, rather than overruling her and having your own way, is to go to the Lord and present what you think should be done and what she thinks should be done and ask the Lord what to do. And then both parties, when this becomes known, both parties accept. In some instances, husbands, you may find that the Lord agrees with your wife. In other instances, wives, you may discover that the Lord, on some instances, agrees with your husband. That's the way to run a godly marriage and have a godly household filled with godly fathering and godly mothering. In Titus chapter 2, verse 3 to 5, we read, older women likewise are to be reverent in their behavior, not malicious gossips, nor enslaved to much wine, teaching what is good, so that they may encourage the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be sensible, pure, workers at home, kind, being subject to their own husbands, so that the word of God will not be dishonored. In this one verse, mothers, we see the entire picture of what a godly mother is to do as a minister in their household, in their family. Encourage young women to love their husbands, love their children, be sensible, pure, workers at home, kind, subject to their own husbands, so that the word of God will not be dishonored. Always see your children as a gift of the Lord, the fruit of your womb, which is a reward, Psalm 127. Verse 3 says, and remember, mothers, Isaiah 66:13, as one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you, and you will be comforted in Jerusalem, the Lord says. Notice in this verse, referring to mothering, God's mothering of us, and a mother's mothering of her loved ones. The word comfort is used three times. As one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you. This is the Lord speaking. And you will be comforted in Jerusalem. The point being, mothers, that one of your major roles is to comfort, to be a comforter of your husband and your children. In Proverbs 31:28, the fruit of being a good mother is seen in this verse. Her children rise up and bless her, her husband also, and he praises her. Let me ask you a question. Do you know Jesus Christ, the author of these wonderful scriptures? Do you know him as your personal Lord and Savior? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man goes to the Father but by me. If Jesus has a way into your heart, Jesus has a way out of your circumstance. Remember that. He is very much alive. And one of his promises that he gives to those who receive him, in Gospel of John, he says, I will manifest myself to them. So it's self-proving. He says, I stand at the door and I knock. That's the door of the heart. He who hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and fellowship with him and he with me, he says. That's a promise. Are you ready? Pray this prayer aloud now, won't you? Being willing to turn from your sins, the Lord Christ Jesus will do all the rest.
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or a personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.